Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Okay, welcome back. I'm Patrice Williams, and let's talk about what exactly is sensitivity reading. Well, I can tell you what it's not. It's not the thought police. It's not censorship. It's not forcing you to do anything or write anything that you don't want to do. But if you're a responsible author, or you're a responsible marketing agent, or you're a responsible person who's working on a project which has representation of people outside of who you are as a person, or people who are working on the project, then it's a way to make sure that there's no inherent bias in those projects. So basically, you're looking to make sure that you're not depicting a certain individual or race or group of people in a negative way that has nothing to do with who they are as a person or a group of people. So that's why we have sensitivity reviews, for those people who are responsible, who want to make sure that they're not going to utterly offend or place people in bad lights that shouldn't be. That's why we do it, okay? So if you're experienced racism, such as, let's just say, Meghan Markle has. Yes, she just became the Duchess and married Prince Harry, but if you would have put her name online, look through all the Twitter feeds, look through Facebook, look through Reddit, you will see so many nasty comments about her simply because of her race. So, despite the fact that she is a lighter-skinned African-American or biracial, doesn't mean that she has not experienced racism. So, you're uniquely qualified if you have experienced racism or anti-Semitism or anti-Muslim, or if you're experienced anti-gay or LGBTQ. If you have a physical disability and you've experienced bias, or, you know, people just not treating you properly, or you see something on the news, or you see something in the paper, or you see an ad or a commercial that depicts you in an offensive way, then you're uniquely qualified to work as a sensitivity reader. There are other qualifications as well, but, you know, that's just getting started. I prefer to consider us as a diversity editor. We're not here to go through and edit your entire book. What we're basically looking for are instances where author or marketing agent, anybody, you know, working in a capacity where they're going to put a project out in the public, where they have depicted an individual or a group that they have no experience with. Those are the people that need to run those projects through sensitivity readers. They're not looking to offend people. They're not looking to paint people in a bad light. They just don't understand, because it's not the world that they've lived in. The world needs sensitivity readers for people who have not thought outside the box. I really appreciate you listening and subscribing to this podcast. To get in touch with me, go to podcast.patricewilliamsmarks.com or sensitivityreviews.com. You can also email me your comments and or suggestions for future shows at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. I value your opinion, so be sure to rate and review this podcast. Until next time, write on.